when you get in your car today on the way home, or maybe today at lunch when you got in, you may have noticed it was unbearable inside that vehicle. I mean, it has been 100 degrees the past few days here in the Brazos Valley. So what the Bryan Police Department would like to remind you is not to leave your child or pet unattended in your vehicle. Those vehicles act like microwaves, Bill. All the heat goes in, it just stores in there like a greenhouse effect, and it's hard to breathe and the humidity in there. And this can be very dangerous. So if you take, for instance, a vehicle that's left outside an 85-degree temperature, in 7 to 10 minutes, Bill, it could reach 100 degrees. So if you use this example here where it's 100 degrees outside, within 15 minutes, the inside of that vehicle will reach 140 degrees. That's extremely hot. So you can imagine if you're inside that vehicle, how difficult it would be to breathe or to cool down. So if you take a child, for instance, an infant or a child under 4 years of age has a difficult time sweating. They don't sweat like an adult does. It's difficult for them to lose body heat. They also absorb more body heat in a day than an adult would. Lost my train of thought there. Sorry, Bill. My point was, I brought some tips for you to think about dealing with kids and pets inside the vehicle. One thing you need to do is teach your child not to play around the vehicle. Keep the doors locked when the car's in the driveway and parked and unattended. You might be inside. Your kids might be playing outside. You might be looking out the window and checking on them. You don't want to find them playing around inside the car, because the kid wants to act like mom and dad. They want to get in the driver's seat. You know, you don't want those keys lying around where they can get in there and try to start the car.
Well, you think about wintertime when folks are going to hit the remote starts to warm up the car, you would never have your kid outside.
Right.
Well, when it's cold, same thing ought to apply at this time of the year.
That's exactly right. And you never want to leave your kid in a running vehicle for any amount of time. Bill, it doesn't matter if the windows are down. Doesn't matter if the engine's running, the AC's on. We don't want to leave those kids unattended in there. Many things could happen. The kid could put the vehicle in drive. Someone could steal your vehicle. The kid could be in the back seat. And then not to mention the whole point of this press release, which is it's just unbearably hot in there for the children. Always check when you get out of the vehicle to make sure that all the children have exited the vehicle. If you have multiple kids or friends visiting or nieces or nephews, make sure everyone gets out, because that sleeping child, you know, laying down maybe out of their car seat that you missed, you go inside for 10 or 15 minutes, you can't find them. You know, it's very lethal for these kids. Another thing to think about is if you don't have a way to lock your vehicle, you can fold the seats down in the back in case a kid gets locked in the trunk. They can come out the front way, or make sure your trunk has a trunk release on the inside, which is a piece of plastic that glows. It's a little glowing piece of plastic that you can pull, and it'll pop the trunk to help you get out. Another thing to think about is hot buckles when you put your kid in a car. Don't forget, when you're buckling them in and they're screaming, ah, you know, and you're like, be quiet, take your nap. You know, we're going down the road. The buckle could be scalding hot on their skin when you're snapping them in. Just something to think about in this hot, hot weather right now.
You haven't heard of anybody being ticketed yet for...
No, but Bill...
I know of one from the fire department. I know has issued a citation, but I didn't know in this latest heat wave whether there's been any issues.
Well, that's right, Bill. It's a Class C misdemeanor by state law to leave a child under the age of 7 unattended in a vehicle. And it doesn't say whether the vehicle's running or not. It's just unattended in that vehicle. That's a $300 fine in the city of Bryan.
And court costs on top of that.
That's right. Now, I've seen it over the years. I have personally cited someone before over the years. So be careful. Think about it. You know, you might think you're running the store for 10 or 15 minutes or 5 minutes for that matter, and then you get sidetracked in there. So we never, ever want to do that. And I've had people be very honest with me, Bill, and they're like, hey, you know, John, I thought I was just going to be in there for a minute, and then I realized it was going to take longer, so I opted not to leave my kids, but I actually thought about doing it. Because it is, Bill, it is an inconvenience. You got to unstrap the car seat. You got to take it out. You got to get the other kid out of their seatbelt. It's hot, sweaty, and you're going inside. I know it's difficult. I'm a father of three kids myself. I know it's difficult, but take the time to do it. It's not worth it. I accidentally locked my kids in the car at Post Oak Mall one time when I was getting them in. And I actually locked them in with the radio and stereo, radio and AC on, and I was in a state of panic because I was very worried. But the security guards over there came and brought help, and we got it open very quickly. But like I said, minutes, that's all it takes is five to 15 minutes, depending on the temperature, to become lethal for children in there. And my other thing was, we're forgetting one other thing, Bill, is those pets. Can't leave the pets in there either. Same thing. Pets can't sweat like adults do or humans do. They have to sweat through panting or through their paws. It's very difficult with thick coats on them to cool down, and it can lead to very fatal injuries to that animal that's in there. And if anybody has any information, if you see a child in a car and you think it's dangerous or they're unattended, do not hesitate to call 911. I mean, that's an emergency. That's a life-threatening issue. Call 911, whether it's Bryan, College Station, the county, and we'll send someone out there to get that looked at or address the parent or whoever the guardian is to educate them in that area.
And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about, and unfortunately there are going to be those incidents where it's, where it's going to happen. Just, you know, it's like watching out in your neighborhood, watching the parking lot.
Yeah, don't be scared to call. There, you know, in years past, Bill, there was an incident where a child was sleeping in the vehicle and the parents miscommunicated that the child was back there. One parent thought the other parent had the kid when they left the vehicle, and the child passed away from those heat injuries. So it does happen, but once is enough. We don't want it to happen more than once.
All right. Well, we've got a scoot. If listener has a question, whether it's about this or anything else, how do they find you?
The best way is to get a hold of me at the Bryan Police Department at 979-209-5300. That's the main line, 209-5300. Ask for Officer John Agnew, and they'll send you to my voicemail or send you to my email.
Best thing that folks can do is protect their kids, and we don't have to talk about those sad stories.
Yeah, it's hot weather, man. It's miserable for everybody. So just think about the safety of the kids and the animals when you're getting out of vehicles.
As always, appreciate the visit.
Thanks, Bill.
John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.